to Learning by Proxy with Vivek Srinivasan. They say an empty mind is a devil's workshop. When it comes to our bodies, our immune system should not be left jobless. This week, I'm going to be talking about allergies. I remember a performance that I saw of George Carlin's a long time ago. During the performance, he mentions germs and the newfound fear of germs. He says, when I was a little boy in New York in 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River and it was filled with raw sewage. We swam in raw sewage and you know to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, not a single kid got polio ever. No one ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune system. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. When it comes to our bodies, our immune systems are meant to perform a certain function, and they are able to perform that function most of the time without even our knowledge. Your immune system is constantly fighting germs because our environment is normally filled with a lot of germs, and our immune system is constantly taking care of these germs and keeping them in control. You know your entire biome. We have trillions and trillions of bacteria within us. Our entire digestive system is actually a set of bacteria. They are helping us break down our food at incredible pace, which is how we digest our food and then are able to take that energy or the nutrients that come out of it and use it up in our body. It's not our body that does it. It's actually the microorganisms that are in our body that do it. So it's only natural that we have a huge number of microorganisms within us, and all of these microorganisms need to be kept in control. From time to time, new microorganisms get introduced when we touch things, eat through our environment, when we breathe in, etc. And our immune system is constantly looking out for these microorganisms that would be detrimental to our health, and they take care of them. But if you look at our modern life, increasingly we have created this life where we live in environments that are extremely sterile. We try to make sure that everything is clean around us. We try to constantly make sure that our hands are washed, you know, our hands are clean. And while the action of washing your hands itself is not bad, but overdoing it is bad. And if you look at since COVID, we not only wash our hands, we wash our hands in alcohol. You know, we've gone to that extent where we are smothering ourselves in alcohol so that we are constantly clean. And this obviously results in a lot of problems. Now, if you think about 100 years ago, people weren't constantly suffering with allergies. People would not, my grandmother did not have any allergies. She wouldn't have even known what allergies were. I mean, she would have feigned knowledge of it, but she didn't really know what an allergy was. But according to estimates, 30 to 40% of the world population has some form of allergy today. And that allergy is not only to environment, it's even to the food that we eat. Food allergies have become so common now that the number of cases of allergies that are being admitted has shot up. In the US, for example, between 1993 and 2006, there has been a threefold increase in the cases of allergy. In England, between 2013 and 2019, there was a 72% increase in the number of cases of children admitted with food allergies. The more you see, the more it feels like people around us are constantly struggling with allergies that are emanating out of things that you would have considered totally normal a few years ago. I mean, I did not know that people could be allergic to peanuts, people could be allergic to all kinds of nuts. But the more and more you look at it, more and more people are having these kind of allergies. The thing with the gut also is that many of these microorganisms that are there in our body need to be controlled. In the sense that Helicobacter pylori is known as a cause for stomach ulcer. But the absence of Helicobacter pylori also causes esophageal cancer because it causes a huge amount of acid reflux. So while on the one hand, having excess of it is bad, having too little of it is also bad. So it's like a thermostat, you need to balance and you need to find the right spot at which you want to maintain it. And that's where our immune system steps in and takes care of that. Now, in the recent past, you know, scientists have come up with this new theory called the hygiene hypothesis, which basically states that a lack of exposure to bacteria, virus, and allergens may prevent the normal development of the immune system. A child's immune system needs education, just like any other growing organ in the human body. The hygiene hypothesis suggests that early life exposure to microbes helps in the education of an infant developing their immune system. Without this education, your immune system may be more prone to attacking the wrong target. So, on the one hand, you need your immune system to be exposed to allergens, exposed to bacteria and viruses in order to know how to deal with those allergens, bacteria or viruses. But on the other hand, they also need to have something to do. If you are leaving your immune system having nothing to do all the time, then it's going to go find something to do. It's like an empty mind is a devil's workshop. So with the excessive focus on sanitation and cleanliness, what is happening is our immune system has nothing to do and it's turning against itself. What we find is that the immune system is ready to attack anything that it remotely views as a potential problem. And that's what has given rise to a whole host of autoimmune diseases, for example, has given rise to a number of allergy related problems that people have. And this is all nothing but the immune system just turning against the body itself. If you look at the entire arc of human evolution, we have evolved over many millennia, and this whole obsession with cleanliness, this obsession with hygiene is not more than 100 years old, at most 150 years old. So our bodies have not adapted themselves to dealing with this sudden shift in the environment that it's noticing. And consequently, it goes about doing what it's supposed to do and find problems that it's supposed to find. Are you going to change the way you clean your house? Are you going to change the number of times you're going to wash your hands? Or are you just going to continue to do what you have been doing for the last few years? That will determine how your immune system responds. With that, I come to the end of this particular podcast. I'll bring you another one very soon. Till then, goodbye.